It's good to be here. Jesus loves Tuesdays. It's his favorite day, Gail. And I think this is his favorite group so far. I've spoken to a lot of people over the years. You know, I've thought about that. Probably be yakking. If you were to open my coffin, I'd still be yakking about Jesus. But I do think this is his favorite group. That's why he loves today's. He says, today if you hear his voice, he said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus loves today, you know? The scripture Bracken read is so remarkable. Let's read it again, just one verse. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now think about what that phrase said. Apart from him, you can do nothing. So let's just apply that to our spiritual life. Apart from him, there's not nothing in your spiritual life that you can do. Now the good news, and I've said this a bunch before, but I pray for fresh revelation, the Holy Spirit let this sink in, is that you're not a branch, and then he's the vine, as if you're two different entities. You're part of the vine, that part of the vine is called branch. We've said before, like if you see a grapevine, you don't go by and go, oh, what a beautiful branch. No, you're like, oh, what a healthy looking vine. It's just one. The branch and the vine are one. And what happens from the vine is the sap flows into the branches. And that causes, because it carries minerals and nutrients. I read one thing that said the sap is the blood of the vine or the blood of the tree or the blood of the whatever. Because it carries all the life-giving stuff. And so you know in Scripture that we're told that the life is in the blood. And so when Jesus says that he's a vine with the branches, he's just saying that we're like one entity, but all life, every spiritual nutrient, everything comes from him. So this morning, I was, there's this routine I go through with the cat and the dog and trying to get out of the house. And so because feeding them, putting water inside, outside. And then Maud, the dog, has an allergy pill every morning. She takes 1.5 pill. Now, Maud, the dog, is really smart, and so doesn't like pills. You can't put them in her mouth, and she'll swallow them. And you can't put them in something crummy, or she'll just chew around it and spit it out. And so there's a certain thing I have to use to stuff the pill in, and she eats it so fast she doesn't notice. She doesn't care. She knows what I'm doing, but she's just telling me, you're going to stuff it in something I like. And so in trying to get out of the house, the last thing I did was to give her the pill. And I opened this bottle, and all the pills just flew out under the floor, kitchen floor. And I didn't like get angry. But I remember leaning down, I was a little exasperated, not bad, but I just heard so clearly, almost like an audible voice, Jesus saying, you know, I don't complain, and I'm thankful. I thought, wow. And so I just yielded to that and faith and thanked him. So as I thought about that, some scripture began to come to me. And I'll put a puzzle together for us. Let me just start with Ephesians chapter 5. So this has been one of those really, again, sort of breakthrough word for me. So it's a big deal for me. Hope it will be for you. This is Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. And we get to verse 20. When I say word always giving thanks, I really want you to pay attention to the wording. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing, making melody with your heart to God, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. I've always thought that's sort of a strange way of putting it. Always giving thanks, that's clear, always giving thanks. So pills on the floor, whatever, always dog spit out the pill, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Like, what does that mean? I'm going to give thanks and I'm going to do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, anytime we talk about doing something in the name of Christ, it's because you and him are one. You're one spirit with him. You're not Jesus, but you're in union with Jesus. And you're one, like the branch and the vine are one. They make up the vine. That is the vine. The branch is part of the vine. It's just called the part of the vine called branch. There's a part of the vine called stem. There's a part of the called branch, and that's the part of the vine you are. And so to do anything in the name of Jesus is to do things in light of my union with him. When I pray in Jesus' name, the biblical concept is I'm praying the Father's will, and I'm praying to him in union with Christ. I'm offering this in his name, not Chuck's name. This is not something Chuck wants. This is something Jesus wants. Even if it's something for Chuck, it's still something Jesus wants. And so when I pray for people in Jesus' name, I'm saying to them basically like Peter did in Acts chapter 9, when he said, Jesus Christ heals you. He didn't say in Jesus' name that time because he didn't need to, because it means the same thing. Is that he carried the life of Christ and he was saying, Jesus Christ through me heals you. That's what it means to do something in Jesus' name. And so I'm giving thanks, always giving thanks in all things, for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this one is even cooler and clearer. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father. What does that mean? Giving thanks through him, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It means what I heard this morning. Apart from him, I can do nothing, including being thankful. We give thanks in union with Christ. But I think sometimes we've explained it as if, like, you're the one giving, you're giving thanks so that Christ will live his life through you. No, Christ is living his life through you. And it's his thankfulness. It's his obedience. It's his holiness. It's his righteousness. It's his prayer life. It's his anointing. The life of the vine. See, apart, branches apart are lifeless apart from the vine. And what animates them and makes them alive is the sap, the life of the vine flowing in them. Branch doesn't have to do anything to try to get that. The branch just has to rest in that. And so when Jesus was saying to me, I'm thankful, he was not just letting me know how thankful he was. He was teaching me something and inviting me into something. He was saying to me, Chuck, why don't you just surrender to, why don't you just put on Christ? As we know, the word put on, literally the Greek words, is to sink into. It's like this wonderful expression of surrender. Why don't you just sink into my thankfulness? And so I'm not just giving thanks as somebody separate to him. I'm through him giving thanks to God our Father. You ever felt difficult to be thankful about something? It's not hard for Jesus because he is. Giving thanks in all things in the name of our Lord Jesus, in union with Christ, giving thanks through him. You are looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate, but I'm telling you, this is a big deal. Romans 7:25, a few more verses. Just want to show them to you. You can go back and look at them yourself. It'll be good to do that. Romans 7:25. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, I give thanks through Christ our Lord. In Hebrews 13:15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. How? Through him. You're not trying to offer up a sacrifice of praise. You're not trying your best to be thankful. The sap of his life, his gratitude, his thankful heart. Again, we bring every thought into obedience to Christ, to his obedience. I'm in union with his surrendered heart. Through him, then let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. Okay, I can do that continually because that's who Jesus is. I just have to sink into it in childlike faith, thanking him for his thankfulness, thanking him for his praise to God. Through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that are giving thanks to his name. And then one more, and then we'll stop. It's from 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That all happens in union with Christ. Rejoicing always is because you're doing it in union with Christ and his joyful heart. Praying without ceasing because I'm in union with his prayer life. Then give thanks in all things because I'm in Christ. He really, really means it when he said, apart, you're the vine, I'm the vine, you're the branches. My life, blood is flowing through you because apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. So everything you do, including giving thanks, you're doing from him, not just for him or to him. Amen? Amen. He told me something this morning. He said, I said, Lord, I don't want to want that. And he said, okay, don't want it. You don't have to want it. If I want it, just let me want it. And I'll let you know when I'll let you know. I don't have to think about it. That's so cool. we can do all things through him. But apart from him, we can do nothing. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.